The perverse logic of Republicans is on display with regard to President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. The run-up in the deficit during Mr. Trump's term was well over $4 trillion, which was mostly spent in financing the tax cuts, which are always a favorite of Republicans, as well as pandemic relief. The fact that they are now objecting to a $1.9 trillion program to help basically low-income earners in our society and also to stabilize the economy, which I would suggest is in the best interest of everyone. Certainly Mr. Powell of the Federal Reserve believes that a bigger package is better, as does Secretary Yellen. The logic escapes me. Unless, of course, your position is that there are certain groups you want to benefit and not others, in which case the logic is perfectly clear. China displaced Mexico as the largest trading partner of the U.S. at the end of 2020. There is some irony here, as one of Mr. Trump's major goals was to reduce the amount of unfair trade with China, while it appears that his policy seemed to have the exact opposite impact. It is also important to note that China was the only major economy to register growth in its GDP in 2020, with an increase of 2.3%, with Mexico's GDP falling 8.5%. The combination of China, Mexico, and Canada represents 43.2% of our trade worldwide. The U.S. trade gap is the largest since 2008, having risen 17.7% to $679 billion. Another example of how one wins trade wars by increasing your trade deficit. UN inspectors found radioactive traces during recent inspections in Iran. These discoveries are of undeclared nuclear activities in Iran, raising new questions about what Iran is doing and planning to do. It's also important to note, of course, that our withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal has not had the deterrent effect that Mr. Trump claimed, but appears to have allowed the Iranians greater freedom in pursuing their nuclear arms goals. U.S. hiring resumed at a tepid pace in January, with only 49,000 jobs added, indicating that even though the unemployment rate fell to 6.3%, that the recovery continues to be very weak and will likely continue until such time as a significant portion of the population has been vaccinated. We only hope that the anti-vaccinators and conspiracy theorists don't hold sway. The growing influence of Robinhood, along with the hoopla around GameStop, has seen a number of comments in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, and Bloomberg, as well as the business section of Canadian newspapers, evidencing the nervousness about the market and the frenzy that has gripped the markets. The question, of course, is, does this create a situation which could blow the bubble, which has been growing for many months? It frequently only takes something like the events of last week to unsettle the market enough and to cause dramatic shifts and changes. It was recently reported that President Biden announced a working group to focus on the reopening of the U.S.-Canadian border, and I found it insightful that Mr. Douglas, the head of our local Chamber of Commerce, commented that a reopening isn't in the cards anytime soon, but a commitment now to exploring agreed conditions in metrics is a good start. I again understand the need to be positive, and certainly the fact that the Biden administration has taken this step when the Trump administration essentially sat mute on this issue for months is indicative of the fact that Mr. Biden is much more sensitive to our northern and southern border neighbors, as well as our own business needs. Ms. Stefanik, of course, was also essentially mute on this because she had been critical of there being no action, but now doesn't see the need to praise the Biden administration because that might be deemed too bipartisan, and she certainly wouldn't want to do that. It appears that the United States Air Force is going back to utilization of the B-52 bomber and expects to use it well into 2050 as it spends significant resources on rehabbing engines, avionics, etc. A personal story related to B-52s. As a very young captain and JAG officer at Wurtsmith Air Force Base, located on the eastern side of the southern peninsula of Michigan, some hunters decided they didn't like the B-52s scaring off the animals, so they discharged their weapons at the planes, which obviously caused some level of concern. The security police were dispatched, and the JAG officer of the day, myself, to the field to investigate. As we were walking out of the armory, the commander of the security police looked at me in my flak jacket, helmet, and sidearm and said, "Captain, please keep that in its holster." It didn't appear that he had much faith in my abilities. If I were the Democrats in the Senate, given the position taken by the Republicans, I would call some of the perps from the invasion of the Capitol, who had indicated in online communications and apparently in statements given to the police that they took this action at the behest of the president. He was convincing enough to those people for them to believe that this is what he wanted done. If that is not inciting a riot and sedition, it is very hard to see what proof you would need to convict. At the very least, it would show the American people what hypocrites the Republicans in the Senate are. Continuing on that theme, there is a substantial legal question in my mind as to whether or not the president can be impeached after he has left office, or whether or not the case is moot. And that is a fair argument to make. Put to a vote, the question was voted down with the inclusion of Republican senators. China has topped the U.S. in luring foreign business, which is really not a surprise for any number of reasons. It is certainly a growing economy. It is clearly a highly structured economy. And if your investments have the blessing of the government, you are almost virtually assured to succeed. There are some downsides because the government can change its mind unilaterally as well. Nevertheless, this is not a particularly good sign for the U.S., although I would like to know what the aggregate investment in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico was before determining that this is as serious as the headline would make it appear. Janet Yellen was confirmed as the Secretary of the Treasury with a significant favorable vote. It is very important that she and several other cabinet secretaries have been confirmed with large majorities. This indicates that the position taken by the Democrats with Mr. Trump and, in many instances, taken by the Republicans with regard to Mr. Obama's selectees appears to have taken something of a backseat. Maybe there is a breakthrough here. United Airlines announced recently that it would be acquiring flying taxis in order to move people from large metropolitan areas out to distant airports. This is an attempt to reduce their carbon footprint, but I also suspect has something to do with trying to present a forward-looking image and create easier travel for passengers. Sounds like the Jetsons to me. Popular Mechanics reported recently that scientists believe they found a portal to the fifth dimension. This has certainly been a space occupied by science fiction for many, many years and focuses on dark matter, which is suspected to result from fermions being pushed into a fifth dimension. This first idea surfaced in 1999, but the recent findings create a whole new set of theories and opportunities. Dark matter, as you may know, makes up 75% of matter, but has never been observed. Think on that for a bit. One of the areas discussed in the article is why a Higgs boson is much lighter than the characteristic scale of gravity. In a practical sense, what areas this will open up and what new knowledge we will develop that has practical application is unclear to me. Nevertheless, it's always interesting to read how great minds are dissecting our universe. Back to Earth. The federal budget deficit widened to $738 billion in the first 4 months of the fiscal year, up $348 billion from the prior year. This seems to go unnoticed by most members of Congress, and in particular Republicans, who, as I've pointed out before, have harped on this incessantly in the past. Unfortunately, they see little reason to harp because the cause of much of the explosion in the deficit and debt is due to a combination of tax cuts and Mr. Trump's spending. This is not to say the Democrats won't spend, but they certainly will spend in a more balanced way, with less emphasis on the military budget and more emphasis on the domestic budget. A balance always has to be in place. As we can see from various wars that we have fought and are still fighting, there has been little achieved as a practical matter in creating stability in the Middle East, and thus we need to rethink what our national defense strategy is, rather than just spending and going to war.